The first public service of the Episcopal Church in Covington was held on Sunday evening, May 8, 1842. The cornerstone of the first church was laid on June 24, 1843, with the first divine service being held almost a year later on June 30, 1844. Structural alterations to the church ended on Thanksgiving Day, 1888, and even though it went through an extensive renovation in 1993 to 1994, Trinity Episcopal has kept alive its connections to the past, all while remaining a vibrant and relevant contributor to Covington's urban center. Commended for extensive preservation work, which included a restoration of a large slate roof surface and new copper flashing, Trinity has embraced the new while honoring the old. During the renovation in the 1990s, the wood-paneled railing was removed from the altar, in Reverend Pennington's eyes, to bring the priest and the people together. However, the paneling was not discarded, but was used on walls in the church, inspiring parishioners to remark how much like the old Victorian church it looked. Trinity Episcopal also hosts a colorful collection of 38 stained glass windows, many dating to the 1800s. One such window, the Angel Window, was installed in 1888 by the family of Katie Hunt, who died at the age of 15 of spinal meningitis. Katie's bereaved mother later established the Baker Hunt Foundation, now known as the Baker Hunt Art and Cultural Center. Restored in 1998 by the Riordan Stained Glass Studio in Cincinnati, the Angel Window had suffered loss of color and translucency, and the full beauty of the scene had been obscured. The sunlight now shines brightly through this and the other beautiful stained glass windows of Trinity. Trinity has many other historic features and unique stories. The original 1887 Victorian staircase still stands. The pews that accommodate worshipers today were specifically designed for the church and installed in 1889. A carved wooden eagle, a gift from Kentucky Governor John White Stevenson in 1881, continues to sit in the sanctuary. In the 1980s, parishioners began a new tradition in honoring and memorializing people, creating needlework cushions which hang on the backs of the pews. Pictures on the cushions tell the story of a specific person in the congregation. Although rich in history, what parishioners like Carl Litzenmeyer are proudest of is the good work the congregation does in the community. Trinity Episcopal is a functioning church. Please refer to the church's website for service and church-related information.